donuts, coffee, and do something that's realistic.
Ooh, I'd take an iced coffee right now.
I think...
So if I dunk it, seriously.
Right. Now, we're talking about a regulation 10-foot.
10-foot.
No, a Nerf.
Real ball. Not a tennis ball.
If you go off of a trampoline, you got a shot.
By 40, I'll dunk.
There's no way.
By 40, I'll dunk.
You can't do it.
Deflated.
Yeah, deflated ball, Carol says.
Oh, you did it to me. You know, we went the whole show without talking Deflategate.
Oh,
and who brings it up but Carol?
She wanted to talk about the draft, the first draft.
Oh,
the
first avocado. Draft ever. Avocados from Mexico.
Carol's with us, and of course, we've got the Wishathon on Friday. Us, our friends down the hall, and of course, our buddies over at Channel 7, the Circle 7 folks, as we were talking in the break, have had a big impact from a positive standpoint in the number of donations, and we certainly appreciate their coverage as well. And there are a couple of changes that we want to let people know about this year, so dive right in. And I do want to say, too, I got a challenge for some people in a little bit as well. So go ahead. We're moving locations, and but there's still going to be some opportunities to give on the Little Rock side of the river.
Right. Probably the Wyndham is the biggest change, and we're real excited about that. It's going to be a lot easier to set up, and we're going to just have a great time over there, good parking. But the other thing that's really new is we have two roadblocks, one in North Little Rock at Lakewood Village and one in Benton at Military and Ferguson. So they're going to be all day long out there come whatever happens to the weather. It's not going to snow. I'm sure.
I'm showing on Channel 7's app it's going to be 50 and 0% chance of precipitation.
Awesome. So we're going to have a great day for our first year of roadblocks. So we're really excited about that. Lots of volunteers signed up to help all day long there. They'll be calling in and giving totals. And
so people will be at intersections?
Yes, they'll be at the military intersection, Military and Ferguson in Benton. And then at Lakewood Village, they're actually going to just be able to pull off there.
A roadblock for a good cause.
Yeah. Yay.
Can we all get behind that one?
Thank you. I hope so.
Do you have to give money to get through the roadblock?
No, they won't let us do that.
That's unfortunate.
The police won't, but yeah. Hopefully we're going to be driving people there all day, and we'll have signs and balloons and everything to get attention.
Will the officers be pointing their weapons at anyone who doesn't give money?
North Little Rock police are really going to strong arm folks.
Yeah, that's so good. This is like an Oni Madden move. I like it.
Yes. You do have to be sober to get through the roadblock.
And Lakewood Village got so excited about being one of the drop-off places that they, for the first time ever, we actually have a sponsor of our radiothon other than you guys.
Cool.
So Lakewood Village is the radiothon sponsor.
How much does it cost for a wish?
Average wish in Arkansas is $8,000.
Wow.
So for a great bargain, still,
that's
it's $5,000. Hey, yeah, when you've got Bora Bora as a wish
for
a family, I mean,
you know. When I was, you remember the Rim Rockers, and we there was a kid granted a wish, and I'm sure it was a couple of them, but one of them was coming down to a practice and hanging out, meeting the Rim Rockers. Which,
really?
Yes.
Kid should have set his sights a little higher, just saying.
Well, I know. I was probably one of a few. Because that one certainly didn't cost $8,000.
No, but you got everything. I saw on the list, we just talked recently about this, but I mean, it's everything. A lot of Disney, of course, but an ATV. I mean, it is Arkansas. Kids, you know, that's a wish.
That's right. That's what you guys have done. You got, as a result of what we've raised through the radiothons, you guys have done Disney World and ATV.
What's really special is we're able to be a part of it, too.
Shopping sprees. Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's cool.
We're going to be granting a
kids.
Wish again. It's going to be a really special one.
Really?
But we've had some amazing wishes this year.
Okay.
Some really amazing ones. One young man wanted to go meet the Pope.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
Well, we...
That couldn't have been easy.
it wasn't. We have someone wanting to go to Spain right now with his family. And when we say the wish is for the child, it's also the family.
Yeah.
So that's the magic of getting them away from all of the pain of doctors and
how many sporting events do you think? Is there quite a few, like a Super Bowl or a national championship game, a hog football game, basketball?
Has any kid asked to see the Cubs in the World Series?
Justin.
Let's see if we can get that.
That's impossible.
That's when we go get our phones working and make sure God can
an act of God.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to gloss over the Pope thing. You got to tell me about this. Did you executed it? I mean, did you pull this off? You got him over to the Pope?
Mm-hmm. They did. And I mean, it was.
I mean, do you call the Vatican and go, "Hey, I got a kid that wants to meet the big guy"?
We have a national organization.
No, not the other big guy, not the biggest guy, the next guy down.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Our national organization takes care of all. That's considered a celebrity wish. So usually the sports, if they want to go to a sports event, it usually entails meeting someone.
Sure.
So those are challenges because you have to not only do the travel to go, but you have to line up, make sure that everybody's okay with the child spending time with the Pope or
That's pretty
celebrity.
Amazing.
Well, it is.
Country music star like a Justin Moore or something
Justin
like that.
Justin Moore has been great, he is actually doing our grant. We're going to have donation motivations again this year. Most of them entail gift cards and y'all's footballs and basketballs and all that signed stuff. Those went very well last year, so we're going to do that again this year. But Justin Moore is going to donate backstage passes and a complimentary trip to any of his concerts.
Wow.
Well, he's gonna
so
be,
that's going to be the end of the year, the end of the day. The person who calls in with the largest donation that day will get that Justin Moore.
Awesome. He'll be in town February
28th.
And
then, you know, Frank
right?
Fletcher is doing some matching donations again this year. And we also have Todd Hillman and his wife, Dara, are going to match some funds. So we'll be raising twice as much money.
That's fantastic. Good deal. Well, it's going to
be
fun.
A great year.
We appreciate Mr. Fletcher letting us use the hotel as well.
Well, if you get somebody, maybe wants to be a co-host on The Zone. I don't know how many people would wish to spend time with us.
I don't know how much 45 cents, how much good that's going to do, but so be it.
Throw that one out there.
I do want to say, too, you had a unique thing happen the other day. We do have spots running promoting the Wishathon, and you had somebody passing through, you said, that gave some money. Tell me about that.
That's right. We got a call this morning. Someone was visiting Little Rock this weekend, and he heard one of the promotions that the public service announcement is so touching that you guys are running. And
nice
he was
job,
so
Maddie.
Touched.
Yeah. Maddie put that together.
So it is, he went back to Georgia and called in with a $500 donation this
morning. We're getting Georgia money in here, folks. Step your game up Friday.
Yeah. I mean, credit card. It wasn't a promise. It was actually the real deal.
How do you do? I like that.
So, yeah. That was great. Russell Hodges was his name.
Way
thank
to go,
you,
Russell.
Mr. Hodges.
Hey,
and
Mr.
thank
Hodges.
You, Mr. Fletcher, for all you do for us.
Go Bulldogs. That's all I can say.
Where's it going to be at the Wyndham? Are we going to be in the...
How close to the meet are we going to be? That's what Pat and I really want to know.
Yeah, is it
is there gonna
the
be
restaurant?
Will there be a steak at any point during the promotion?
Well, you know, none of those dining rooms are really close to the meet, but I was going to tell you exactly where we are, but I don't have it. But it's the meeting room that's straight ahead when you come in the front door.
Okay.
So you can't miss us.
I know what we're talking
miss
about.
Us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we need
and
to put a word
you guys are going
to
be there, and it's going to be a great day.
Morning show, guys, right? All
shows,
through the day.
13 hours in a row, babe. I mean, come on.
Wow.
6 to 7. How you doing? It's going to be great.
Doing great. I can't wait. It's always a highlight of the year.
It really is. You know what? And we were working on some things and compiling some information, and this is truly, I mean, this may be, and I think we are involved in a lot of cool things. I mean, we love doing the things like karaoke and buzzbecue and things like that. They're all charitable events, but this is, as far as an actual impact, especially on the financial side of things, this one is really kind of the tippy top of everything. So, and it's always fun, and it is. It's heartbreaking, and it's also heartwarming at the same time, and it really is, but we're thrilled to be part of it again.
You are right about the families, though. The families go through so much. It's great to see them have a moment where they can kind of take their minds off of what they've been going through for so long.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Getting to see the smiles for the first time in a long time.
Of everybody.
I had one mom say, you know, this is the first time we've smiled since the diagnosis.
Wow.
So that really lets you know that you're making a difference and instilling hope.
Are there going to be people in the River Market too? I mean, is there anything on the Little Rock side?
At noon, we will have volunteers there.
Okay, so if you want to roll through there or just come across the river, there will be people outside. If you can't get out of your car, you got to hustle. You can drop money off at the Wyndham. But heck, come on in and say hello if you can.
No, I would do anything, right, to raise money, but please tell me I don't have to take a pie in the face this year.
No, you don't.
Okay.
We're doing different things this year, matching, donation, motivation. So we got
no pie in the face.
Yeah. See him? See us?
Because David hurt his nose, you know, and we had to take care of that nose.
Oh, yeah, Diane was worried about the liability. Here's the thing about Pat, too. As you can see, he hasn't eaten much pie this year. He wants a red apple ale commercial. He wants to be smacked in the head with an apple. So if somebody wants to come and smash an apple into his
you
mouth.
You can throw apples at me all day.
Like a hog over a fire
just
being
keep
roasted.
Keep it above the waist.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
You're all good.
Hey, I just have to say, you guys sound good singing on the air. I want you to keep it up.
Do we really? I don't know about that. You're being nice.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, I rewrote the Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. You like that?
How about that? Is that the worst story of all time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Poor Harry Chapin.
Harry.
Come on, Nissan. Get your game together. Step your game up.
We didn't do fact check.
I mean, really, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking.
It's only a Google away, right?
I mean, come on, man. It's tragic. I don't know. I mean, they're going to try to sell helicopters using Stevie Ray Vaughan's music next year? I mean, really?
Or Vic Morrow?
Sorry.
Whoa.
Carol just had a heart attack. Sorry. All right, real quick. Let me get Rowan here real quick. What's up, bro?
No, fellas, you know, I was extremely baffled last night by that play call until probably about 10, 15 minutes ago, and I figured out what it was.
Hmm. Okay.
Those people at the Make-A-Wish Foundation are extremely good at what they do, because obviously some kid had some kind of wish for Seattle to blow the Super Bowl so New England could win it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was. They wanted Pete Carroll to make the dumbest call in the history of sports so New England could win the Super Bowl. And I just want to commend the lady that y'all speaking to right now for a job well done, because she got that done.
Carol, well done. There you go.
Thanks, Carol.
I did it all myself.
I don't think that's an actual wish. Although the kid that wants the Cubs in the World Series this year is going to get his wish, bro. It's going to be fantastic.
No, he's not. The Cubs will never win a World Series.
Tell you what, though. You're on your way with John Lester. That's a great sign. Signing.
Honestly, here's how bad it is, bro. I would settle for them getting there. I don't even care if they win it.
Playoffs.
I just want them to get there.
Oh, yeah. It's
they got to make the playoffs first.
Yeah. Is that how that works? Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Cubs are horrible. I'm a Cardinals fan, so yeah. I'd never say they're going
to
win.
I don't understand. You know, that's the thing, and I'll never get over this. I never will understand why Cardinals fans like to bash the Cubs so much, knowing how pathetically bad they are.
Well, you know, Cubs fans are like Cowboys fans. They're unrealistic. Oh, this is our year. This is our year. No, you suck. It's the bottom line.
I'm realistic.
And they still get headline news, the Cubs. As much as they suck, you guys still headline news?
Yeah, the Cubs are like a roster of Tony Romo's. They got a bunch of guys who look pretty good, but they never can get the job done.
But I want to ask you this. So if that's the Cowboys last night in the Super Bowl, and Romo throws that interception, what do you think happens today?
I think his house gets burned down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was telling my wife, I said, you know what? If the Razorbacks are playing in the national championship and Bielema makes that call, he needs the FBI escort to his house to pack his stuff up and to the airport to get out of this state.
There's no question.
I don't think he would make it.
If there's one thing I can guarantee you that Brett Bielema would not do, it's to throw the ball in that situation.
Well, that's interesting. We hadn't heard from any Seahawks fans. I wonder what, like, Muck would say.
I just saw Muck at Facebook. Man, I apologize. Jeremy, if you're listening, you want to call him.
I'd like to hear from Seahawks fans. Does Pete Carroll get a – it almost is, bro, you're right. It's almost like he's getting a pass. I mean, he's not getting bashed. I know he's getting bashed,
he will,
but certainly not
more.
The hate that you would think.
I put 75. I put 50% of the blame on Pete Carroll. I put 25 on the offensive coordinator and 25 on Russell Wilson for not checking out of that play call.
Hey, how about 25% at least going to the guy making an unbelievable play too? I mean, he was a great read, a great execution of the play defensively. I mean, the guy made a great play on the ball too. It's like every time a guy hits a home run, a guy didn't make a bad pitch. Sometimes guys just hit it. It happens.
He did, but I'm sorry. I give it to beast mode. I give it to him again if he doesn't get in. I call timeout, and guess what? I give it to him again on fourth down.
Hey, you know what? You and Bruce Irvin. Yeah. Bruce Irvin of the Seahawks was not afraid to call his coach out after the game.
We had it, bro. I don't understand how you don't get the best back in the league. Not even the 1 yard line. I was on the 0.5 yard line.
0.5.
And we throw a slant. You know, I don't know what the offense had going on, what they seen, but I just don't understand. It's going to kill me. I think I'm about to just go lock myself in the room for about 2 weeks, bro. This one hurt because we had it. We had it.
Lock myself in the room for
guys,
God bless
guys, that play call last night, it reminded me of 2004. I'm an Oak Grove alum. I went and watched them play against Star City in the playoffs. Darren McFadden catches a pass in the flats, takes it 75 yards to the 5 yard line. Coach Mays called 4 straight calls, the same play, never once gave it back to him, and they lost the game.
Hmm.
Hey, Ro from the North.
Mr. Over it.
Can we give Bill Belichick a little credit for Jedi mind tricking Pete Carroll? He didn't call a timeout. He put it all on Carroll and the OC and Russell Wilson to try to make a play. And rigor mortis set in, and that old biddy hole got tight when it came down to the crunch time.
Puck-a.
You want to talk about deflate gate? Something was deflating.
Nah.
Russell Wilson's boys were deflating.
You know what? I just imagine Morgan Freeman from Lean On Me stepping into Pete Carroll's face saying, "You smoke crack, don't you?"
Caught him in the bathroom. I love it. Sing the album.
Guys, you have a great day.
All right,
hey, bro, appreciate it, man. We got to take a timeout. We'll come back in a bit. Friday, Wishathon. Carol, good seeing you.
Thanks,
we'll see you
Carol.
Friday.
Thanks.
As we head on the break, here's a little Deion Sanders. Apparently, he was not a fan of the call either.
That was the worst play call in Super Bowl history. Then the second demotion, that was the worst decision by a quarterback. You have Marshawn Lynch in the backfield, the best running back in football this season. And you chance it with a pass play? You called a pass play. First of all, that was wrong. But to actually make that throw, that was the second wrong. Two wrongs on one play. It's leaving everyone, leaving the stadium saying, are you kidding me?